Now, the business of lobbying can make for some strange partnerships. Consider the alliance of the top retired people's lobby, a group of corporate executives, and a union for hospital and other service workers. They are all calling for universal access to affordable health care and also for retirement security. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The nation has reached a tipping point, according to Bill Novelli, the CEO of the AARP. He says people used to count on the government, their employers, and one another for health care and financial security in old age.
And now that is coming apart.
Now, only one-fifth of workers have traditional pension plans, he said, and only half of families save for retirement. The group called the current health care system unsustainable as well. John Castellani, president of the Business Roundtable, said health care not only bankrupts individuals, but is now business's biggest expense. It cost the nation $2 trillion last year.
Nearly $4,900 for every man, woman, and child.
And he says health care costs put U.S. companies at a huge competitive disadvantage in the global economy. The last big push to reform health care foundered in 1994, said SEIU president Andy Stern.
But what really is new today is that for the first time, major drivers of change are standing together, demanding action.
Including, he says, big business. The groups are vowing to lobby, advertise, write op-ed articles, organize grassroots campaigns, and push candidates in the 2008 elections to make affordable health care and retirement security a priority. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.